The 17-acre parcel isn't necessarily huge, but its significance to local Native Americans is vast, according to Ho-Chunk tribal archaeologist Jay Toth. He says there's an effigy mound shaped like a bird that shows a path to the nearby Wisconsin River.
And that 17 acres lies right in between the effigy bird and the river. In prehistoric days, that's the view that ancient mound builders wanted to have there. So we were hoping to preserve that.
Toth says the tribe hopes to do that in good time. There's a growing residential area up the river, and developers are considering a sports complex a mile away from the mounds. The Ho-Chunk have applied for a matching grant from the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program, which means both groups will provide $35,000 each towards the purchase.
And it's our hope that by preserving this cultural feature, the future generations can come and observe the same thing. Kind of exciting to see the bald eagles fly over 100 feet over that bird effigy mound and make their way to the river. And that's something that I think is worth preserving for the future.
If successful, the 17-acre parcel would become part of the Kingsley Bend Mound Group. The Ho-Chunk hope to restore it to a pre-colonial condition by planting prairie grasses, tamarack trees, and friendship blueberries. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.